Good evening, everybody. Okay, we are up to Simon Kuf Samach Beis, Seif Hei. I'm going to literally zoom through the Seifim, Seivov, Zayin, Ches, Tes. And then I'd like to focus on Seif Yud primarily tonight. I know it's going to be very quick, but I really want to get to Seif Yud, which discusses the Shaila of Seif Yud is really the plaster Shaila. The plaster Shaila. What do we do if a person has a plaster? That's extremely, extremely relevant halacha lemaisa. What are we meant to do if we've got a plaster on our hands and want to wash hands tefilas yudaim for amotzi? Do you need to take it off? When do you need to take it off? When can you keep it? What are you meant to do? And similarly, also if a person has got any kinds of coverage of wounds, what are you meant to do? So we'll be getting to see if you short the mitzvah shem, which of course is a very important seif. Before we proceed with Seivov, I would like to just point out over here something a bit more. Reb Gideon mentioned it yesterday in Shir, in Machlokes. I just want to formally bring over here the Sharetzion, which is, I think, very important to know. The Sharetzion, have you ever heard Rabbi Yisai of people, I've seen people who have, who tend to dry the hands, or very makpa to dry the hands, or similarly, also, yeah, dry the hands for before washing. Make sure that the hands are completely clean before you actually completely dry before you wash for amotzi. Right? It's a very common practice. Now, I'd like to share with you that the Sharetzion very clearly holds, the Mishnah Berurah very clearly holds, that this is not necessary. And the Mishnah Berurah over here in the bottom Sharetzion, he brings this Pischei Tshuva. I mean, the Sharetzion Sif Kot Mem Aleph. And he says, "V'isi v'pischet tshuva shekosr lechatchila." Ideally, the pischet tshuva says, "Yizoy she'oizen akli." The handle of the vessel, noguv legama, should be completely dry. She'imulach, if it's wet, imkeng she'noitel yod achas nit mamayim shalakeli. Potentially, what he holds is this pischet tshuva holds that if you hold it, he could the water on the keli is tome, and thereby by holding the keli, which has tome water on the keli, your hands may become additionally tome, and you'll make your hands tome again. I've kind of shown him. And then I'm skipping a few lines, and then he says that you don't have to be makpid on that. That's what he says over here. Mishnah Berurah paskens very clearly in Seif Katan Mem Aleph in Sharetzion that it's not necessary to be machmir. So you don't have to dry, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you do not need to dry the keli before you wash your hands for amotzi. Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
You have to hold up the keli with a special keli holder.
With your teeth, with your teeth.
With towels.
Yeah, with towels, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Good, okay.
Tell me about the towel.
Yeah, this is the Mishnah Berurah's opinion. The Al Cholkem, but this is the Mishnah Berurah's opinion. So, we're doing our duty by sharing the Mishnah Berurah's opinion. Okay. Seivov, it speaks about the following scenario. Not al shteyot of zule atzmo v'zule atzmo v'nimlach kshenot al hamayim mashniyim. So what happened here was a person washed his hands, each hand individually. Zule atzmo v'zule atzmo v'nimlach kshenot al hamayim mashniyim. Vegia Yodov Zu Lezu Veshovachal Shtenke Achas Yodov Tmeis. So the scenario is as follows. Let me just finish this off. Mipnek Shetziref Yodov Zu Lezu Lekabel Amayim Ashnim Nitmu Yodov Benegiosim Zu Lezu. The Maim Shal Gav Yad Zu Metamim Maim Shal Gav Chaverto Vigames Hayad. Vekshenot Alez Ashnim Loetir Zay Shoinim Kivin Shitmeis Machmas Chaverto. What happened here is the following case. Mishnah Berurah explains what happened was that the person washed with less than a revius one hand, and then with less than a revius the other hand. Then you touched with your wet hands, which were not completely tahe, yeah, because it was tome water on your hands. You now touched each other's your hands. You touch, one hand touch the other hand, then you've messed it up even more so, you need to start from scratch, now you need to wash your hands, Maim Rishonim again. Because the tome water on your hands have additionally made tome the other hand. So therefore, you either, but the point, what's important to note is that if you wash with more than revius, I think that's general people, a makpidon, you wash even the shvichah rishonah more than revius, then, and that's really important to remember, if you wash with more than revius, every shvichah, what happens then is that we assume that the water which is left on your hands is not tomei. Therefore, this is not relevant as far as you, if you, as long as you use more than a revius water on each hand. Im shiv shiv yadav bezu bezu, siv zayin, if you rubbed your hands, Yisrael should be careful shelo yiga chutz memokim shenoflo ba'amayim, bipneim shem metamos zu zu. Now, this is going to actually a point that again, Rabbi Gideon pointed out. If you rub your hands, there is the potential concept that if you go beyond the wrist, there it could be that is tomei yet. So what the Shulchan Aruch says, "Imshif shel yodah bezubzu." If you rub your hands when they are wet, Yizoyeh, you should be careful. Shaloyiga chutz mokam shenaflo b'mayim. Make sure not to rub beyond the wrist. Make sure not to touch beyond where you washed your hands initially. Mipnei shem etamois zuazu, because then you're going to make it tomei. The wet hand which has tomei water on it is going to make the additional area tomei. And therefore, it's better to ensure that if you are rubbing your hands and you wash your hands less than ever is, make sure not to rub your hands beyond the wrist level. Okay.
What's the issue of making your wrist
tummy? I suppose the concern is that wetness is going to go back down and then you're going to end being mitame your hands. I think that's what it is.
But can your wrist take your thumb tummy from water?
Say it again, please.
Can your wrist even become tummy?
Can?
Your wrist even become tummy since the whole gzeira was in it.
Yeah, no, but we are concerned about that. This is the additional gzeira that was made. Because it's from hand, because the wetness is from the hand of that moisture, that wetness, that water could move on.
But if it's already touching your skin,
you'll only be metaya that water with mayim shniyim, the place that it became tomei. So therefore, if it's now elsewhere, the mayim shniyim is not going to be metayed. Only mayim rishonim.
Even if you lifted your hand up and the water literally ran down your wrist without any further action on your part other than gravity, it would still make your wrist tomei.
Correct. Without mayim, yeah. But we are, so therefore what are you saying?
I'm just clarifying.
Yeah.
This is all less than revius.
Less than revius, correct. Yeah. Why? What's why are you saying that? This is the gzeir over here. Oh, we'll get to that. There will be a shulchan aruch shortly. Not al yoda achas v'shiv shel b'roish shoy. Okay, that's actually similar to what you're mentioning now, Rabbi Feingold. Very similar. Not al yoda achas. Okay, you washed one hand. Now this is okay. Well, you washed one hand. V'shiv shel b'roish shoy. You scratched your hair. Okay, you washed your hands and then you scratched your hair. Perish kideli nagvo, you did that not necessarily because you were itchy, but you did it because you wanted to dry your hands. You could say you had no towel around, and you just basically, you like scratch it to remove the moisture. The hand will not become tummy. Or you dried your hand by the wall, so you washed one hand, and either you dried it on your head, or you dried it on the coastal on the wall. And now, later on, you touched with that water, and that water that was now on the wall or on your head, you now that water now was tomei. Now you touch that water again, tomei, your hands will become tomei. Although you had mayim rishonim, but that wetness, that water that is now on the wall, and now you're touching it again. That tomei water is now going to be able to metame your hands because it's now removed. It's now on the wall. It's now elsewhere. That will now be able to make your hands tomei. Although generally that water will actually be metame the hands, but nevertheless, hashto here. The chaza v'noga, here that you touched the water from the wall or from wherever it may be, gora, it's worse. And you've actually been metame your hands again. And again, Shulchan Aruch points out and emphasizes, if you're washing your hands more than revius, all this doesn't apply. Because we assume there's no tomei water at all. So the point is, just to clarify that if you're washing your hands with less than revius, your hands is not wet, and you're touching now something, and now you're touching it again. So although that very water now is going to metame your hands itself. He's going to metame. So you got to say, it's the same water that was metame my hand a minute ago. The answer is yes, but now you touch, the water touched something, and now it's not going to be, it doesn't have the kerech to metame you anymore, and therefore it's going to make you tame. However, again, Shulchan Aruch points out, if you wash with a full revius, then this won't apply, because the water that you put on the kosel is going to be considered tohoy water, and therefore it won't affect you. So I think what's really important to remember, as far as Aloch HaLamayis is concerned, what would you say? What would you take out from that? Absolutely. I think it's really important. I think that's really important to take from that is to really ensure to wash your hands with more than revius. The mayim pouring the shvichas should be definitely much more than revius. So make sure you have a generous pouring when you wash your hands for. Correct. Very interesting point. That's a really interesting point. I'm going to speak about that. That's a really, really interesting point. I'm going to speak about that. What happens if you said the bracha already? Halacha lemaisa, since we spoke about the raivet, the bialochas brings the raivet, that you normally tend to do two times on both hands. So it's easy. So you're going to wash. You're going to do this. This happened when you only washed once. But if you did a second time, you're only going to make the bracha after that, won't you? You only pulled it won't be such a shaila because we're talking about before the bracha. Yeah. Okay. Now, see if Tess tells us the following. When you're pouring water over your hands, you should be careful. Make sure there is no little bits like little stones and pebbles. And a little bit of woods, like any remains left on your hands. Or there should be nothing substantial left on your hands when you're washing. Because the hands are only going to be metar your hands if they are free of anything, if there's any remains. Besides the fact that it's chatzitza, anyway, it's going to be a problem as well. So you need to make sure that your hands are completely, completely free of any remains of pebbles or dirt or anything. If it's more than a revius, then it's true that as far as chatzitz is concerned, it would still be a problem. But that tumah aspect over here won't be an issue at all, and therefore that won't be a problem. But of course, chatzitz will be a problem also if it's more than a revius. And this leads us to Seif Yud, which is the shaila of plasters. Okay, Rabbi, so what's generally how do people generally deal with plasters? What do you do when you have a plaster? You leave it on. Take it off, leave it on, take it off. Depends. Take it off, depends. Depends on?
If it's a waterproof plaster.
Waterproof, then you...
designed to be there for a long time.
And therefore you will...
bottle to the hand.
Bottle to the hand.
But if it's one of those non-waterproof plasters that you only have for a short time, you take it off first.
Okay. Good. How is that? You heard that argument? Depends if it's waterproof or not. If it's waterproof, it's going to stay there. You can keep it on for washing. If it's one of those that go off after, then you have to take it off. Okay, we heard that. Good.
Injury or not.
Keep going, please.
If it's actually a proper wound and it's bleeding, you have to have it on, then you don't.
Depends if it has to be on because of the wound or not.
That's
good.
Like if you have a cast or bandage.
Cast or bandage. Good. If the water is going to open the wound, it's a problem. Rabbi Sai, Seif Yud is going to give us answers for all that. Somebody's got a wound on his hand. Veretia perish in Guntu, Belas. We all know that in Guntu is a plaster. So, in Old French. So, you've got a mak, you've got a wound, and then you've got a plaster on your hand. Okay, Oleo, on it. Dailoi, it is sufficient. Sheyitoil shar hayad. It is sufficient that you're washing the other part of your hand. Sheloi bimkoi maritia. In the area not by the plaster. It is sufficient, says Shulchan Aruch, that you're washing the hands excluding where the plaster is. But you should be careful. You're not touching the plaster. That the water shouldn't go back. That the water which is on the plaster shouldn't go and go elsewhere. And make the hands tummy. So you may have a problem that the water, that if the area of the wound, the area of the plaster, wasn't washed, and that, if there's water coming there, could be that that water is then going to be metame the hand, and then you're going to be stuck. Okay? So he says, you should just make sure that you're not touching the plaster area at all. Don't touch the plaster area. But as far, once you make sure the plaster area is not being touched, if you're fine. Don't need to wash your hands. Or you could just do it, pour a whole revis on the hands, if the reti allows that, and then it's fine as well. You can wash whether it's on a kli or whether it's on the ground. So Rabbi Yisai, the point that we're seeing over here is that Shulchan Aruch is telling us you do not, if there is a place on your body, there's a wound on your hands, which is covered with a plaster, you don't have to wash that area at all. All you need to make sure is not to touch it you need to touch it later on, because that could be metame your hands. But as long as you're not touching it, you're fine.
Meant to wash the whole hands.
Oh, so excellent, very good. So the chiddush over here is that no! If you've got a wound, you do not need to wash your whole hand. Very good. That's what we're learning over here. That's a chiddush here. Yeah.
So doesn't really answer our question. We're talking about a plaster from 400 years ago, which wasn't adhesive.
Absolutely.
And wasn't waterproof. And,
good.
And wasn't bottled to the hand.
Very good.
So we're still none the wiser.
Good. So we are quite a lot wiser, but not completely wise. You're right. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says, and we're going to see what the contemporary post can say. Mishnah Berurah says, and see if cotton... Samaches, very importantly, Mishnah Berurah says Samaches the following. Dailoi. We're talking about a scenario. You cannot remove the plaster. It cannot be taken away. Because of the pain of the wound. If you're taking it off, you're going to be in massive pain. You cannot take it away. Therefore, it's sufficient. It's okay. And it's not considered netil lechatzon. This is precisely your point. That normally we say you can't just wash half your hands. Here, it's okay. Here, it's okay. Because it's got a wound, that's okay. It's okay. Because he can't wash the other side of the wound, because the other hand, side of the hand, because he's got a wound. It's as if that part of the hand will not exist. It's as if that part where the wound is, it would just, it's as if it doesn't exist. And therefore, you don't need to wash it. You don't need to wash it. Now, Sifkot Samechtes, Sharayad, the other part of the hand, Sharayad, ve'im einu yochol litol yod of klal, if he cannot wash his hands at all, such as somebody who's got his hands in a cast, that's right. Then, if he can't wash his hands at all, yichoch yod of v'mapo. That's a very important addition here. Mishnah Berurah says, if you cannot wash your hands at all, that's okay, you're fine, but make sure that it's yichoch, wrap it in a mapo, wrap it in a towel, that's right. In a glove. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's the way to do it. Yeah, pardon? Yeah, so we learn, it's in the achoinim, the fact that you're eating with a fork will not be sufficiently. Yeah, but we saw earlier as well that the fact that you're eating with a knife and fork is not, we're still choshesh that you're going to end up, we're still choshesh you're going to end up touching the food. The truth is, we all know how we eat chips when nobody's looking, right?
Yeah.
So the truth is that when there is the fork and knife, that's not good enough. That's not good enough.
Gloves?
Yeah. Gloves. Absolutely. Totally. Yeah.
What about bandage? Maybe?
Bandage. So if there's a bandage, so very good. From what we've seen now, if somebody's got a bandage, so what would you tie in it? There's a bandage. What would you have to do?
To cover the whole hand.
Let's say.
Then you're in the chair.
Then what do you do?
Eat. Drink a big bandage.
Absolutely. You should definitely be married. Absolutely. But you should, before that, prior to do so, you should wrap it with a mapo. You should first wrap it up.
Again, double covering?
Yeah. You should wrap it up.
Sorry, wrap up the bandage or the food?
Yeah. Wrap it up in any way that, any kind of wrap. Yeah. Now, what if it's not the whole hand? If it's covering partially, if it's only covering partially your hand and not complete your hand? So what you should wash what you can wash. You should wash what you can wash. What you can't wash, you're fine.
What happens if it's both hands? You can't wash.
And okay, same thing. Then you should. You can't wash. You can't wash. You can't make a bracha. You won't be able to. You won't. That's what he says. That's pretty much what the Sivkot and Samachta says. If a man yochal itol yod of klal, machmas choyli, yichoch yod of mapo. You should wrap it up, and that's the way you should eat. You wrap them up in any way. Man, if it's got a glove or any kind of other towel or anything, people do plastics. Yeah. That's what he's going to have to do, and that's how he's going to do it. But Rabbi said, with regards to plasters, what we're seeing over here, what I want to point out is the Mishneh Berurah that says with regards to the plasters, Sivkot Zamches, what we saw before. If he cannot remove the plaster, everything we're discussing now is he cannot remove the plaster because of the pain of the wound. So what are we seeing here? What does that imply? If it's not painful, take it off. That's right. And that's why I've seen people making mistakes. If there is no pain to take it off, then you should take it off. And I want to be medayik something else. What pain are we talking about? Exactly. I think that's a duke. I didn't actually see anybody spelling it out, but I think that's, I fully agree with you, Mr. Berlin. I think that's what the Mishneh Berurah says. He says, Kim Shein, Shein Yochal Asiro, he cannot remove it, Machmas, because Ke'ev, the pain, Hamako, of the wound. Surely, the fact that it is this chemical substance that makes it extremely painful to pull it off, yeah? Because you're pulling off hair. So that surely is not a sufficient argument to keep it there. Because that's not the pain, that's not Ke'ev Hamako. Chazal said, if you've got a wound, then it's there's no issue of Enetil Chatzoen, and it's fine to wash your hands, and excluding that, and you cover it up, and Shalom Al Yisrael. But that's only because you've got a wound, which is extremely painful, it needs to be protected. And without a doubt, if there's a chashash of that it's going to get infection, or there's going to be any worsening of the wound, it doesn't need to be mentioned. Obviously, that's considered a wound that doesn't need to be washed, and that's totally self understood. But what happens if you've got a cut that you had yesterday, and it's perfectly okay, it's healed already, it's fine, you can take water, you can take washing, you can take anything. But the plaster happens to be one of these heavy-duty kind of plasters. Now, you shout and scream by pulling it off. Now, you know that the wound inside is perfectly fine, but you're worried you want to take the plaster. You don't want to take the plaster off because it's painful to take the plaster off. Nothing with the wound. That, I don't think there's any justification to keep it there. You need to pull it off and you need to wash properly. Yeah, oh, that's a good child. Yeah, very good child. I don't know what to say about Shabbos. I don't know what to say. Yeah. Good one. Yeah, I'm not saying that the Mishneh Berurah was referring to that. That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying that what I can see is the Mishneh Berurah is only making in a case where their wound. That's what the Mishneh Berurah is talking about.
We're not talking about plasters, though. We're talking about
Ke'ev Hamako. This is not Ke'ev Hamako. It's not even a duke. It's what the Mishneh Berurah says. If Ke'ev Hamako Chachomim were Mesaken, that it's good, there's no problem in Tzilei Chatzoin. There is no problem of any tilichatzon of hand, half-handed.
So I've got a question for you. There's a product called New Skin. It's kind of half super glue and half something else, and you paste it onto your cuts.
What does that do?
It solidifies. It's like glue, but it solidifies onto your skin, and it becomes a permanent covering for your.
Permanent.
Yeah, it stays there for a few days. It's like glue.
And it's permanent, or it stays for a few days?
Well, a few days is pretty permanent. It stays there, and it's completely waterproof, and it stays, it gradually comes up. Like, you're losing skin all the time. Your
yeah.
layer of skin... Like,
but not in a few days.
Wasn't a few days.
Yeah. Okay, so keep going, so therefore...
So gradually it comes off, as your upper layer of skin falls away, so it will gradually come off.
All right.
So you're... Skin. So now you're going to make a... You're going to prove that a Band-Aid is in a different category and not in that category. Because that's clearly part of your hand and that's buckled to your hand.
It will be, definitely, yeah, because it's permanent.
And a Band-Aid is...
Because according to you, what the swell is going to be, because it's permanent. Anything that's permanent is bottled to the goof. A plaster, I think we'd all agree, is not permanent.
Well, the point is, you need to have a plaster there. If you don't need a plaster, in Akhanama, then if you don't have a wound, you don't need a plaster. But if you've got a cut, then
okay.
You've got a completely different argument. If you're saying, I had a cut 5 days ago, I haven't taken the plaster off because I never shower, then that's a very different thing to saying, I just stabbed myself with a kitchen knife and I've got a plaster on and it's still got blood.
Yeah.
You can't compare the two cases.
You say it's not comparable. All right. Okay, point taken. Noted. What do you want to say? Well, no, because this is the issue of chatzitza. Yeah, that's fine. You're right. What he's referring to is a potential tumma issue. That if there is what he's, there is two potential issues of insifyud. One is what he's talking about, which is a tumma and tahara, that if the area is not there, then it gets wet, and after it's metama the rest of the hand. And that, you're right, if it's more than a viz, it won't be a problem. I'm moving on from here onto another slightly different topic, which is within that topic, which is the topic of chatzitza. And that mudra viz won't help. You're right. Shulchan Aruch specifically is addressing the tumma tahara shaila, which mudra viz will help. You're right. I moved on and I spoke about chatzitza, which raviz will help. Why should it help mudra viz if you've got chatzitza? Interesting shaila.
You just now told me that he doesn't want the plaster off.
Yeah.
He wants the plaster
off.
It's a muck of it.
If it's a kind, so one second, let's just think this through. If it's a plaster that he wants to get rid of already.
He doesn't want the plaster, but he can't take it off because of the hurt. That's
yeah. Yeah. So would be just saying that it's a real, genuine, proper chatzitza, it couldn't even be the answer. Point taken, absolutely. Okay, just to recap this last final seat because we're running over time. So we learned with regards to plasters, we learned that the yisoid is that if somebody has got a genuine wound, then there is a kula. You don't need to wash that area and you can just cover it up and just wash the rest of the hand. And that is fine. That is perfectly fine. You don't have to put yourself in any, that's perfectly fine. Similarly, if the whole hand is covered with a cast or anything, you just wrap it up with an additional level, kerich ba mapo vidayo, and that is sufficient. However, all this is only said if you've got a genuine wound. If there is no wound, if you've just got a plaster there, which is not really genuinely there for the makkah, then you have to remove it, and even if it's slightly discomfort, you have to remove it, and wash your hands properly and make sure there's no chatzitza there. We'll continue from Simon Kauf Samach Gimel tomorrow.